This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Yet again, news organizations around the globe are reporting on computer hackers illegally obtaining and releasing private information. This summer, the Democratic Party and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton were targets. Now it is American Olympic athletes and their medical records. The documents reveal that some athletes received what's called a therapeutic use exemption for a variety of medications, and that they did nothing illegal. Kelly, why are journalists jumping all over this?
Well, it's an interesting story. Anytime you have information about the type of medications that Olympic athletes use, particularly after the Rio Olympics, when we spent so much time talking about the Russian athletes and their drug use, you're going to have journalists that are interested in the story. So I don't think it's inappropriate to report what is released in these medical records.
But what about publishing the records themselves?
So I think that's a step too far for journalists. Medical records are private. This was clearly an invasion of privacy. And I think there's a way to report on the contents of the records without publishing the records themselves. And the reason for that is there's a lot of information in medical records that comes in coded language or even codes itself, like numbers. And journalists may not be aware of what all that information means.
A lot of these recent stories have used information that's been obtained illegally. Should reporters even be looking at it or using it for their stories?
You know, they can't avoid it. Once information is out in the public domain, you have to look at it if it involves an area that you're supposed to be reporting on. This was true when Edward Snowden took information regarding the NSA and their surveillance of American citizens. It was true for the Pentagon Papers. You can't not look at it and just act like it doesn't exist. You have to be responsible and you have to minimize the harm that you cause when you do look at it and when you report on it.
The approach different journalists took with these stories shows that it really can go in a lot of different directions. For example, Inside Edition shared information about the diagnosis of a condition for Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast.
The hack revealed Simone suffers from ADHD, leaving some to question whether the medication she takes gave her a competitive edge in Rio.
So, Kelly, how do journalists act responsibly when they get information like this?
Well, you start by asking, what does your audience need to know? If your audience is a tennis audience, they're going to want to know about the tennis athletes and how they're monitored. If your audience is a national audience or a general audience, they might be more interested in national security or what this says about computer systems that might hold our medical records. None of those stories are wrong. I will say that the Inside Edition story is sensational, though, right? Like, that's just an excuse to point out that Simone Biles has an ADHD diagnosis. There's really no other value to that story.
Does the audience have any responsibility in all this?
Sure. The audience has a responsibility to consume information that's been reported well. And they also have a responsibility, I think, to not traffic in completely sensational stories. I mean, if Inside Edition didn't get any traffic on that story, then they would change tack.
Kelly McBride, thanks for reminding us that the audience really has control over the ratings and the quality of the news that goes out.
That's why we're so popular.